Meeting for whatever day this is, June 16th. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I gather you're all here for the public hearing. So you're not media or press and all the rest that I'm supposed to introduce.
They're family.
They're family. Good. We're all family.
There you go.
First item on the agenda then is the approval of the minutes for May 19th.
I make a motion we approve the minutes for Tuesday, May 19th.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion to second.
Commissioner Flick?
Aye.
Commissioner Sarnoski?
Aye.
Commissioner Sumner?
Aye.
And Chair Lesby?
Aye. Okay, the next item on the agenda is a public hearing, 2015-06, the variance for Mock is the name, and I have a few things that I have to say before we, as we go into the public hearing. All persons testifying shall be deemed parties to the application, so I don't have to go through all this because most of you are going to testify or be presented. You're the party, so. But anyone else wishing to have party status, must raise an issue in person or in writing with sufficient detail to the city zoning code, provide specific applicable criteria to be relied upon in making a decision, and those are the findings of fact that the staff would use to determine. So I'm going to open this public hearing, and I need to call for a declaration of any conflicts of interest or site visits or financial interests or any ex parte contacts or personal bias in this matter from the commission. Ready? No? Okay. Are there any challenges to any of the planning commission members in being impartial in this? Does anybody question anybody up here that you want to throw off?
Not yet.
You reserve that option. Okay. That's fine. Those with party status, which would be the applicants themselves. So you're already party status. So what I'm going to do is just call for the staff report.
Okay, commissioners, the staff report is probably in front of you, and the applicant got one too. I presume is that on? Can they hear me? So this is a request for planning commission approval to allow a previously occupied manufactured home to be relocated onto another parcel in the city. And so that's part of the variance. And the other is that this existing home is 12 square feet less than required for a manufactured home in an R1 zone. That's the request. The property is 636 North Mardana Way, zoned R1. This is a flag lot, and so the main part of the parcel is at the end of a driveway, which is off Mardona, and then behind where there is actually another lot in front of it, a vacant lot. Okay, and so the city has taken all the notice and procedural steps to get to this point. The city did send agency referrals to county, just going to jump all over here. Public Works, Utility Department, Police, Fire, and Douglas County, and no comments were received back with any concerns from any of those agencies. Going into the property a little bit in the zoning, the R1 zone is a low density zone with preference for single family and duplex housing. The R1 zone does permit manufactured homes on individual lots, subject to certain conditions in your code. And so it's those conditions that are being requested to vary in this case. One is the relocation limitation, and two is the size of the unit. And so when you look at the R1 zone, the standards for the lot size, the lot depth, the lot width, the setbacks, the height of the building, some of those have applied now. Actually, they're all either in effect because the lot does meet the minimum lot size, or the applicant will be subject to complying with the setback standards. So that will be the next step if the variance is approved. And so the question is, when you go into the special section on manufactured homes on individual lots, the city has a set of standards. There's 8 standards that shall be met before you can put a manufactured home on an R1 lot. The first one is the relocation, and so once occupied for residential use, the manufactured home shall not be relocated to a different residentially zoned lot in the city. And so a little explanation of that, there is an existing dilapidated dwelling on the subject parcel, and you've seen the pictures. So that's what's there now. And the applicant proposes to replace it with a 2014 model of the manufactured home, which was this drawing, photo, and also put in a detached carport, which is required. So obviously this is a big improvement. It is being relocated. It's only a year old. So it's not like it's an old unit being put on a site. It's a new unit being put on a site. And I can only imagine that that's what the standard was developed for, was to avoid dragging an old one onto the site. So this is a maybe kind of unusual in that sense. And so that's one request, part of the request. The other is in an R1 zone, this should be at least 1,200 square feet, and it's 1,188. Awfully darn close, 12 square feet, which is 10%. And then the third standard has to do with roofing, the fourth has to do with building materials, the fifth has to do with a garage or carport, the sixth has to do with the thermal envelope of the home being certified, the sixth has to do with placement, and that's putting it on an excavated and backfilled permanent foundation. Those are all required. So at least three of those should be conditions of approval because they're required. And I'd be really surprised if they didn't already meet all those standards, but we'll just go ahead and say you have to meet those. If when you get to the point of applying for your building permit and placing it there, it's got to meet those standards. We know it doesn't meet the first two. So now the reason we're here in a variance proceeding as a type 3 of the public hearing is because it's not a, well, shall we say, it's the nature of this is not measurable of your answer. And so there's some discretion in what you do here. You need to decide, well, is it okay? It says you can't do this, and this is what they want to do. It's not like it's a height variance or something that is very straightforward. There's some discretion. So that makes it a Class C variance. So when you get to the Class C, there are 6 standards starting on page 5, and they're not meant to be easy to meet, and you know, you have to sometimes be imaginative and creative to find a way to meet these if you think that this is a reasonable idea. So the first one is, will it be materially detrimental to the purpose of the code or other policies and in the city and in the properties in the same district or zone, R1 zone? And so the finding that you have before you is the relocation really will not be materially detrimental to the purpose of the zone because it's still intended for single family. It is single family. It permits manufactured home, so there really wouldn't be any material difference, especially being new compared to old. The 10% reduction in the square footage is really minimal. So is that going to be detrimental? It's probably...
What's the square footage of the structure that's on there now?
I was going to say it looks like it's significantly larger.
Yeah.
It's definitely longer, and maybe the applicant can answer that when we get to that point. But we looked at it today. This is the one that there's squattier. It might be a little bit wider, but I doubt it's. I'm sure it's smaller. We can have that clarified. So. And replacing a dilapidated dwelling is consistent with your comp plan policies to eliminate dilapidated buildings. Can't do much better than that. All the properties in the vicinity are pretty much stick built, but the zone does allow for manufactured dwellings. The 2014 dwelling will upgrade site improvements and be more commensurate with the value of the existing homes in the vicinity, so we find that it wouldn't be materially detrimental. Number two, or B, a hardship to development exists, which is peculiar to the lot size, shape, topography, wetland, floodplain, or other similar circumstances related to the property over which the applicant has no control. And I don't think you can say there's a real hardship here. The subject property is similar in size and shape and topography to everything else around it. We can't really come up with any hardship. It just seems like a practical thing to do. So the third criteria is the proposed use will be the same as permitted under the city standards. And yes, it will be the same except slightly smaller in size. The fourth is that existing physical and natural systems like traffic and drainage and resources and parks will not be adversely affected. And no, it won't be any different than what was there. It's going from one house to one house. So the impact is identical. The fifth one is the hardship is not self-imposed.
Well,
the hardship is caused maybe by the unusual circumstances of having a dilapidated unit on one parcel and wanting to replace it with one they already own. Not quite sure about that, but at least replacing it with a better one. So it's questionable if there's a hardship, but it's certainly an improvement. And then the last criterion is the variance requested is the minimum to alleviate the hardship. And although there's no hardship, it's minimal in its square footage difference. And it's a big improvement in the terms of the condition of the units. So in conclusion, although there are no known hardships, in this case, the request is reasonable, doesn't materially affect the purposes of the zone, and has the benefit of replacing a dilapidated structure in the neighborhood. So it has been lived in, but it's only a year old, so it's not much different than a new one, if that was the intent of that standard. And so we recommend approval, subject to those three placement criterion about the envelope, the carport, and the manufactured excavated foundation, the carport, and the manufactured certification for the building envelope per state building code. If it's 2014, it would have to be that. So, but those are in there just for reminder sake. That's the end of my report.
All right. Does the applicant want to add anything to the testimony other than your application? You don't have to. This is what you want to do, right?
Yeah, that's what we want to do. What happened is we put it on a piece of property on Valley View.
Right.
And my mother-in-law is going to get married and move to the coast, so we have to. It was a hardship out there.
So you have to take it off.
And we have to take it off.
Oh.
She's been in it since middle of October.
Great.
How big is the one out there?
What's that?
How big is the one that is going away, the dilapidated building?
Oh, I'm going to say it's 600 to 800.
It's small.
If that even.
Is that a stick building or is that a manufactured building?
It's a stick building. It has no foundation. It's on rocks.
And the door is open.
Yeah. No one's living in that.
Nobody's living in there.
Except the squirrels. Yeah.
Actually, Carol tried to send me in there.
They're all built in that area around the 50s and 60s, early 50s to 60s.
Okay. Are there any proponents to this application or opponents? I don't see any. Those are invisible out there. Any neutral comments? Okay. If there's no other testimony, I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing and open it for the discussion of the commission. So I'll close the public hearing.
Well, I see that it will be a big improvement over what's there.
Yeah, I'm all for taking out dilapidated
buildings.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Based on the application and staff findings, I move to approve the variance request subject to the recommended conditions.
All
I second.
Okay, have a motion and a second.
Commissioner Flick?
Aye.
Commissioner Sarnowski?
Aye.
Commissioner Sumner?
Aye.
And Chair Lizzie?
Aye. Hurry up, get a move.
Who seconded?
We'll do that.
Did you second?
Flick.
Glad it worked out. Yeah, you have a question?
What do we need as far as permits to take down?
Just come by City Hall and we'll do a permit for you.
The demolition.
Does this have to go through the City Council now?
No.
Nope. Nope, you're good.
Just staff level.
Will we get something in the mail?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you a copy of the signed findings.
Okay.
And then once you have those, you can come and.
Can we start any time as far as permits?
Not that we're in a hurry.
Yeah. Well, there's still the appeal period has to close first.
That'll take you a while to tear the other one down.
We could probably do the tear down.
Okay. Tomorrow.
You can come in tomorrow. We can get started.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, and I can sign it anytime. So just call. All right. Next item on the agenda is monthly activity report. You have that before you?
Yeah. You really want me to go through it? You want to read it right now and ask questions? What would you like?
Just read it real
quick. Yeah. Floyd isn't here, so we don't have to worry about
it. Yeah. Part. I think it wasn't really that significant.
I do have that, not with this, but okay. The old Garrison building?
Mm-hmm.
Are they legal while they're operating?
I don't do code enforcement, but I'm not sure what are they doing there.
Well, the mess. It's just a total disaster. Looks like a wrecking yard.
You know what? I'd be happy to.
Where's that?
Kind of
the old Garrison building next to the
Garrett Chevrolet building.
Yeah.
Across from the chamber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They got a big building. Why not put all this stuff inside the building?
I agree.
You never did.
I agree. I'll send a note to John and see if he's checked on them lately.
I have a question on, is there any new progress on getting the grant to redo Central Avenue?
No,
there's no news?
No new progress because they haven't decided how much money they're going to release for grants, and they may not even release any this year. We're on hold until ODOT, the TE grants.
Mm-hmm.
So probably won't know until August. I think it was the last email that we submitted. It's August before they're going to tell us.
Okay.
If they're even going to accept them. They're going to accept them.
So in August or so, we should know if they're going to accept them?
Yeah, if they're going to have any money to actually issue grants. I think it was August.
I'll keep checking it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Any public comments? You might want to tear that down before September 1st. That's when dump fees were back.
September.
Oh, not
until
September.
July.
I thought it was July.
July.
September 1st.
September 1st.
Wait.
They can't get it implemented that quick. They'll make the final determination tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Okay, that was good for now. I thought it was July 1, too.
Well, that's when it can go into effect, don't they? They have to hire all the people that are year in.
So we got to start weighing everything.
Everything.
They're going to hire more people so they can raise their rates?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ridiculous.
And we're going to
start politics.
Then you're going to have to hire people to clean up trash out of the alleys.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And fields and wherever
you decide to throw it.
You don't have any dump fees now?
No.
Okay, is there anything else anybody wants to discuss? Because I'm not one for hanging around if we're not going to talk about anything important. Is there anything else you guys want to bring up? Carol's last meeting.
What, this is the issue of Carol? I was just thinking the same thing. This is Carol's last meeting.
Thank you for all of her support.
You're welcome.
It wasn't necessarily her choice, but just due to the increase in land use activity and Jerry wanting to have somebody at the table when we have meetings for proposed development or just
infrastructure meetings, those kind of things. We can't get a planner at the table all the time because she's in Portland.
Just
well, you could always move to Southern.
Yeah. I can't now, you have garbage.
It's friendlier down here.
Yeah. We're actually going to contract with Douglas County Planning, and they'll have a planner assigned to us part-time.
So and you have to have those meetings only on part-time basis?
Kind of, well, at least we'll have somebody.
A lot more than
yeah.
what I can
somebody
do.
Right in the area. So, yeah. And that person, whoever it is, will also staff these meetings, so you'll get to know them. We haven't been assigned yet, so I'm not sure who it is.
It'll be hard to replace. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to miss her. Really been enjoyable knowing you all, and that's always the hard part is leaving the people. But I have plenty to do, so don't feel sorry for me.
You will miss the drive down here, though, huh?
No, actually, I kind of enjoy it for some reason, just to space out. But I do have five or six other cities I work for, so, and they're all closer.
Yeah. This is the long one.
This is the long one. But it's been fun.
Good. All right.
Okay, before I close the meeting, I noticed a couple of people. Do you have any comments you want to make while to the Planning Commission?
Well, I don't know, we're on the right meeting. We're here to, for the issue, the path that is planning to build along the creek.
That's not on our agenda.
No, it's not on our agenda.
If you have questions about the path, you're welcome to stop by City Hall between 8 and 5. Come into Community Development and we'll try to answer your questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, there's nothing else. I will close the